With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. His New York trial in recess until next week. Former President Trump hits the campaign trail later today. He'll hold a rally in New York City, specifically in a park in the Bronx. And if recent past is prologue, Mr. Trump will be attracting a huge crowd. A former Trump challenger in the race for the Republican presidential nomination is hopping aboard the Trump train. Nikki Haley says America needs a president who our allies can trust and one who will secure the border while supporting capitalism and freedom.
Trump has not been perfect on these policies. I've made that clear many, many times. But Biden has been a catastrophe. So I will be voting for Trump.
The former U.N. ambassador speaking at the Hudson Institute. Also at SRNNews.com, China once again flexing its military muscle with exercises off the coast of Taiwan.
The message here is that if we wanted to, we could blockade that place. So we could stop supplies getting in and essentially force the government to its knees. Now, the other thing that's in these drills is an invasion, because there are amphibious craft involved, there are rockets involved. The Taiwan Defense Ministry has responded by saying that they've put all of their own military on high alert, but also, in a bit of a cheeky comment from them, they said, we're vigorously gathering intelligence.
The BBC's Stephen McDonald in Beijing. A stage collapse during a political rally last evening near Monterrey, Mexico, has killed 9 people, more than 60 others injured. Cleanup is underway in parts of Iowa, hit by deadly tornadoes this week. The vicious weather blamed for at least 5 deaths. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in positive territory. Dow futures are up 24 points. NASDAQ futures 163 points higher, and the S&P futures are up 27 points. This is SRN News. Germany moves to lower the penalty for child pornography.
The law currently imposes a minimum of 1 year in jail for disseminating pornographic images of minors, but Germany's cabinet has approved plans to reduce the minimum sentence to 3 months, and Parliament has registered its approval. Part of the reason for the change is that so many young Germans are now sending nude pictures of themselves on social media, that the current law promises to send a lot of them to jail for a year. Critics say reducing the penalty for child pornography sends a bad message at a time when the problem is growing. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Christian ministry that has closed its beaches on Sunday mornings for generations to honor God is relenting temporarily, allowing beachgoers onto the sand while it fights a court case with the state of New Jersey. The Ocean Grove Camp Meeting Association established a Christian seaside retreat off the Jersey shore in 1869 and closes its beach until noon on Sundays. This is SRN News. The Kenyan president is in Washington today for an official state visit.
President Biden invited President Ruto for a visit to mark the 60th anniversary of diplomatic relations between the U.S. and Kenya. And National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says it's a milestone visit.
This is the first state visit by an African head of state in nearly 20 years.
He says the state visit underscores the administration's commitment to Africa, even though President Biden broke a promise to visit the continent last year. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Baltimore's former top prosecutor will be sentenced this week for lying about her finances to improperly access retirement funds during the COVID pandemic. A sentencing hearing scheduled today for former Baltimore State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby. Her attorneys are urging that she be spared prison time. However, federal prosecutors are recommending a 20-month sentence. More details at SRNNews.com.